I thank Sir Llewellyn for his generous tribute. If it had not been for the most eminent musicians of the day, I should never have been able to have achieved the success of which he has spoken. The help to the younger and lesser known British composers has been a labor of love in what I considered a duty to my art. All this would not have been possible but for the confidence of the Corporation of Bournemouth, whose musical outlook is absolutely unique in municipal music in this country at any rate. And I thank them once again, you, Mr. Mayor, for the confidence the council has placed in me. We have here tonight members of the national and local press. Both the national and the local press have been exceedingly kind to me throughout my career. And I thank them not only for their fairness, but from time to time, their candid criticism. And when one knows and feels that criticism is from somebody who knows, one can respect it. I shall treasure to the end of my days the generous gifts of patrons and friends. I thank many listeners for their kind letters of appreciation. There are other communications which have not been so kind. But I would say, as I've endeavored to reply to them if they put their names, that our Wednesday symphony concerts have necessarily consisted of the higher forms of music. Tonight you've had a popular concert. Two pieces have been played that were performed the first concert I conducted in Bournemouth on May the 22nd, 1893. The Henry VIII's Dances and the Gondolier's Selection. And I have been very proud indeed to have received this afternoon a telegram from Sir Edward German. To my colleagues of the orchestra, I cannot pay too high tribute for their loyal assistance, without which I could not have accomplished my ambition. Some are leaving tonight after nearly 40 years' service. I only hope that it will be possible for them to be rewarded in some substantial manner. I would like to say that the appeal I made at last Wednesday afternoon symphony concert for private donations to augment whatever the corporation grant may be is already bearing very beautiful fruit. And its success is my heart's desire for my old pals. I don't know whether you've noticed a very old friend with us tonight, and I must draw your attention to your heaven else. Dear old Billy Byrne. Some of you were present when he retired, so to speak. You might have heard what he said of me. I've never forgotten it. And I never wish anything better. He said he's hot stuff, but he's juiced. Lastly, I most cordially recommend to you my successor, Mr. Richard Austin. Come on, dear. clever son of a distinguished father. I am sure that he will, at least, maintain our musical prestige. He has all the essentials for success. Youth, ability, considerable experience, and as you see, a most charming personality. And I'm perfectly sure he'll smile at you more than I have. Thank you, one and all, very much for your good wishes. I perhaps may be saying farewell from this stage, but those of you who are listening, I know, I can assure you it's a case of au revoir. Good luck.